301-230-0980 is the number right here on a Friday edition of the Burgundy and Gold Today. Linnell Willingham, Anthony Haney taking you up to 5:30. Hoyas and Terps from the Xfinity Center coming up. 6 o'clock tip-off. Pre-game coverage gets going right here at 5:30 on your flagship home for Maryland Terrapins basketball. The Team 980 Commanders and Lions coming up Sunday. In about 10 minutes, me and Ant will put six dudes under the microscope for our Super Six Pack, who's got to play well, who's got to be in the mix for Washington to have a shot to upset the Detroit Lions coming up on Sunday. I want to get you some keys, though. How do they get it done? I'll be real. My first key is really not a key. Because I told you all at the start of the show, you would have to be clinically insane. I'm being honest with you. You would have to be clinically insane to realistically think that they have any chance in hell on Sunday. I'm going to be very honest. What if they shown you over the past month, where they've lost four in a row, three of those by 21 or more points, what if they shown you during that period of time that should give you any sort of confidence that they've got a puncher's chance on Sunday? Nothing. So I'm not going to sit here and try and BS you or pull wool over your eyes. There's a potential that this gets ugly coming up on Sunday. And I look, I know people don't want to hear that. I know the guys in the locker room don't want to hear that. I don't even want to hear myself say it. But I got to go by what you show me, not what you say. When we continue to hear changes are being made, guys are putting in the extra work, so on and so forth, I believe that that is happening. I do. But the bottom line is, haven't seen it. Nothing's changed. Nothing's changed from Dallas to Kansas City to Seattle this past weekend. Nothing has changed. Why is this weekend any different? You can say, well, maybe your backs weren't against the wall. Your backs have been against the wall. Backs have been against the wall. What's different about this Sunday? Well, I always say it, right? Might as well put it on a t-shirt. You can't fake desperation. Well, if you weren't desperate last week, please say you're desperate now. Please. That's all I want you to do is compete coming up on Sunday. So that's my first quasi key. There's just a level of fight that I want to see from the team. And I know that's not a key, I admit it as much, before we got started. Let's get into the X's and O's of this thing. To me, the key, the number one key for Washington, it starts on defense, right? Because I think offensively, even with Marcus Mariota, I think we all have more confidence in what they can do offensively versus what they can do defensively. But when you go back and look at this past weekend, right? You go back and look at this past weekend, and what got the Lions off kilter? What really changed things for them? Pressure. Pressure, 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 pressure. That's the key to me. Double A-gap blitzes. Make Jahmyr Gibbs show you that he can pass protect. Make Jahmyr Gibbs show you that he can pass protect. Because I briefly mentioned it earlier. Eric Wilson, man, took his ass to school. Punked him for the better part of that football game in terms of his unwillingness, talking about Gibbs, his unwillingness, right, to give a valiant effort in pass pro. There are times where he hit the ole and just turned to let him go because he was tired. Again, popped in his mouth. Bobby Wagner, Jordan McGee, Frankie Louvu. I don't care if the ball's out. You can hit the back. Hit his ass. I'm telling y'all, if you haven't played it, you don't quite understand it. And I'm talking about at any level. Jokers just don't want to sit there and get punched in their face for 60 minutes. They don't. It takes a special sicko to be okay with it. Jahmyr Gibbs showed me last year and last week against Minnesota. He's Sonic, whatever you want to call him, right? The most dangerous, dynamic back in football, potentially. Him and Bijan and Saquon are kind of, you know, going back and forth on holding that crown. There's a physicality that his game lacks. And I think Washington, if they're going to have a chance, You got to expose that. If you're Joe Witt Jr., heat him up. Heat him up. Jared Goff last week was pressured 20 times. Right? Where did that rank last week in the National Football League? Any guess? One of the highest in football. You got to show me this week, if you're Washington, right? You got to show me some dog. Because that's what it's going to take defensively. That is what it's going to take defensively. He was the most pressured quarterback in the NFL last week. Talking about Jared Goff. Him and Pat Mahomes. Can you replicate the game plan? Right? Can you replicate the game plan? They held Detroit to 5.7 yards per pass play. Held them to 65 yards on the ground. 3.3 yards a pop. Average time to throw for Jared Goff, third worst in the NFL this past weekend. So the formula is out there. I know we talk about Detroit in this light of which in which they're like unbeatable. I'm not saying they're unbeatable compared to the rest of the NFL. I'm just saying I think it's going to be hard for us because we're not as good as some other teams. I don't think we're as good as Minnesota. Can you play as good as they played on Sunday? If you can replicate the game plan defensively, and I think you have the linebackers to do it, right? Eric Wilson is no Frankie Louvu coming downhill, who should be feeling thankful that he's getting the opportunity to play this weekend. That, to me, is my number one defensive key. You got to pressure Jared Goff. I think double-A gap blitzes are the way to do it. We just gave you the numbers on how Detroit was able to get it done. My offensive key feels like we've been talking about this same offensive keys every damn week, all season long. It's the same thing for me. Stay on schedule, possess the football. That's it. And the running game's got to be a big part of what you do. Last week, they ran it at 5 yards a pop against Detroit. So this may be the opportunity for this Commanders rush defense, or excuse me, rushing offense rather, to get back on track. It may be their opportunity to get back on track as a run defense. On the year, which is crazy, Detroit is a top 10 run defense in the NFL. So I don't know what about the scheme, what KOC and company put together that allowed them to hit on these runs. Washington's got to try to emulate it. And most importantly, stick with it. J.J. McCarthy threw the football 25 times last week. That's the sweet spot for Marcus Mariota on Sunday. If he goes over 30 attempts, you probably don't win. Means the running game's not getting going. Because I know what they're going to do on the perimeter. Hey, good luck. Top of the 5 o'clock hour coming right at you. Only a half hour left to go on the program before we hand things over to Hoyas and Terps basketball. Locking horns over at the Xfinity Center later tonight. When we come back, our Super Six Pack, the top six Commanders, we're putting under the microscope. Who must play well in order for Washington to shock the world? That's next here on the Team 980.